Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Tuesday evening, August 4th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Nordex Group secures new U.S. orders totaling more than 480 MW involving the supply of 81 N1635X turbines. The customers and project names remain undisclosed. These contracts further solidified Nordex's presence in the U.S. South market, showcasing the trust customers have ad-free and face and service capabilities. Manufacturing will take place in Iowa, reflecting the company's commitment to supporting long-term energy goals.
EU Commission opens applications for interest-free loans for EV battery makers. The EU Commission has opened applications for interest-free loans for EV battery makers in Europe. With up to €1.50 billion available, the initiative aims to support the expansion of production and reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. This move demonstrates the EU's commitment to strengthening its battery industry. Stay tuned to see if these batteries will attract EV makers like NIO Inc. away from Chinese suppliers. Renewable energy generation grew at a record pace, IRENA says. Renewable energy generation saw a remarkable 9.8% increase in 2024, according to the latest report from the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA. The report, titled The Renewable Energy Statistics 2026, highlighted a significant decline in fossil fuel-fired generation compared to renewables. Green energy made up 31.7% of global electricity generation, totaling 9,836 terawatt hours. Companies like Turbo Energy Azure are well positioned to capitalize on the growing interest in renewable energy worldwide.
Ferrari sells out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs. Ferrari has sold out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs, marking a successful debut for the Italian luxury car manufacturer's first all-electric vehicle. Despite initial criticism and a stock decline of 8% upon its unveiling in Rome, the Luce has proven popular among Ferrari's loyal customer base. This achievement comes as a blow to competitors like Lucid Motors, who may envy Ferrari's strong market presence.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.